Have you ever applied for a job and then immediately regretted it because of a typo or something you messed up?
I can't say that I have, but it's been a long time since I've applied for a job.
99.7 DJX. Yeah, you and I have had the same job for quite a long time.
Very long time.
But this is a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally attaching a random picture of Miley Cyrus to your resume, then you're doing okay.
I'm guessing you're not Miley Cyrus.
No.
It's not your headshot.
She's 21-year-old Claire.
Yeah.
And she's kind of been searching for jobs as she's finishing up school, right?
Did she think showing that she's Hannah Montana would help her get the gig?
Well, I'll speak on that here in a quick sec. But okay. What she had done is she was taking a break from her job search. She saw this picture of Miley as Hannah Montana, like an old school Hannah Montana
like
picture.
A screenshot from one of the episodes.
Of her like petting a horse, right? Mm-hmm. And so thought it was funny. She wanted to send it to a friend. So she saved it. But instead of like dragging it to her desktop, she dragged it to her open resume file that was open on her computer and just kind of forgot about it. Right? Forgot that she did it. And then decided to then send that resume to four potential employers.
Double checking everything first.
Exactly. And
how
then
do you not double check and recheck and check before you send that?
Well, because when you think, all right, well, I know what my resume looks like. I think it's good to go. Let's roll. So she just attached it and sent it. And so she said she almost cried when she realized, because who would hire someone that obsessed with Miley Cyrus?
That
she fixed the mistake on her resume, but she can't reapply.
Can't unsend it.
Yes, exactly. And said she hasn't heard back about any of those four jobs.
That is shocking.
Really doesn't expect to. Here's the thing. I almost think that's an attention getter.
It could be.
Like, if I'm an employer, I'm like, oh, well, what about the Miley Cyrus chick?
Yeah.
You know, I at least need
to follow up and see what that was about.
Right. Like, it could have been a worse picture.
Let's just say that. Oh, yes,
it could have been a random photo off of your camera roll
that you accidentally sent to her boyfriend or something. But
no, that wasn't the case. It was just a picture of Hannah Montana. So
that's good. Which could have been, if they saw the comedy in it.
Right. I think then that's actually an attention getter.
Apparently nobody did.
Right, nobody.
They have not reached out yet.
So I don't know if you've got a story about applying for a job and realizing you messed up in the application process, either the resume you sent or during the interview.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember it was a long time ago. Before I got this job here, mm-hmm. I was sending out a bunch of resumes and auditions and doing auditions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent one, and the program director, the boss, had a gender non-specific name.
Oh, no.
To which I just assumed it was a guy.
You misgendered.
I misgendered. I was chock full of sirs and he's.
You thought you were using proper manners.
Yeah, and the name was Casey, so okay.
That can go either way.
It really can. We even had an employee here who was a female named Casey.
Right.
But I realized my mistake after the fact, and then like sent a follow up and was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And she replied back and was like, it's okay. It happens all the time. Didn't get the job.
Oh, boy. Oh, ouchie.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Well, you know what? Their loss, our gain, Sparky.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Their loss, our gain.
That was just by design.
That was by design. Because had I ended up moving there, then...
What city was that in?
It was your old stomping grounds. It was up by Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
I was thinking, I was like, all right, I can do that.
But it was a nice place to grow up as a child, but they're not allowed there.
Right, exactly. So anyways, that is your Setting the Bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without attaching a random photo of Hannah Montana to your resume, then you're doing okay.
Depends, though, if the job is right and the people are right, they might see the comedy.
That's what I'm saying.
They
think there could be potential to be memorable.
Yes.
All right. That's your setting the bar story.